Off to Berrien Springs. The Lake Union Conference session held great importance. Dr. Kellogg and some of his supporters would be present. They were still in the throes of the pantheistic teachings. The living temple was being sold. The direction of the medical work and the control of the church's medical institutions were subjects of controversy. Sunday evening, May 15, Ellen White, with the party traveling to the Lake Union session, boarded the cars in Washington en route to Berrien Springs. In the group were W.C. White, A. G. Daniels, W. W. Prescott, and Mrs. White's helpers, Sarah McIntyre and Maggie Hare. The train left an hour late, which meant they were late reaching Milford Junction, Indiana, where they were to change trains for Berrien Springs. That caused a five-hour wait. Mrs. White utilized the time for a missionary visit. At 11 o'clock the train came through, and within a half hour it deposited them at Elkhart, Indiana, where they stopped at a hotel for the night. About noon the following day they reached Berrien Springs. Ellen White and her traveling companions were taken to the home of Professor P.T. Magon, where they were made comfortable. Professor Magon was at Kalamazoo at the time, taking care of his wife, who was very ill. So the party had the use of the Magon home. Soon after her arrival, Ellen White was urged to speak each morning at 11 o'clock during the Union Conference session, and this she consented to do.